Welcome to another segment of the Agricultural Market Viewpoint. This is a podcast where we reflect on various themes influencing the agricultural economy here at home in South Africa and beyond our borders. Folks, we spent the past few weeks reflecting on agricultural conditions in South Africa and in the Southern Africa region. And much of our comment has really been about the challenging production conditions for summer crops in the 2023-24 season. In South Africa, we already know the double-digit decline on crop production. And in Southern Africa, countries like Zambia, Malawi, Zimbabwe, Botswana, Lesotho, we have all reported some of the challenging agricultural conditions there and the fact that they've lost a significant part of their crops. In South Africa this week, we will get an update from the country's crop estimate committee where they will tell us about what do they think South Africa's harvest will be for summer crops. Again, as a reminder, when we talk about summer crops in South Africa, we are specifically referring to white maize, yellow maize, sunflower seed, soybeans, groundnuts, sorghum, and dry beans. If you were to look at the production prospects of that in South Africa for the 2023-24 season, it's estimated at 17.4 million tons. That's down 13% from the previous year. And of course, there is a variation on all of these crops. For example, white maize was set to be down 17%, soybeans 22%. But this was all at the end of February. Now, we haven't received any rainfall in South Africa into large extent or widespread showers across the country since the beginning of February. We are now 2 months in, and we've only received scattered showers in the eastern and the central regions of the country. But if you talk about nationwide excellent rainfall, that's perhaps maybe we last got it at the end of January. And throughout the last 2 months, almost, we've been struggling with the excessive dryness across the country, which is why I think when the Crop Estimate Committee releases an update this week, they will likely revise down further these estimates that they have set out in South Africa. And certainly in our observations walking around the country, we've seen that the crop conditions have deteriorated. And that's the same story when you talk to neighboring countries, Zambia, Zimbabwe, and the other countries that I've mentioned, that generally Southern Africa's grain production prospects are pretty much bleak for this season. But Southern Africa is one part of the global agricultural production. We are part and parcel of the world when we think about agriculture. And if you step outside of our region and say, okay, in the world, how is grain production looking like? The picture is slightly upbeat out there compared to what we see in the Southern Africa region. Take, for example, maize. The 2023-24 global maize production estimates, according to the latest estimates that were released by the International Grains Council, they are at about 1.2 billion tons. That's the overall global production estimate for 2023-24 season. This is up 6% compared to the previous year. And it's boosted by better crop prospects in the US, in Argentina, Ukraine, China, the EU, and Russia. If you consider also the fact that global consumption is set to be reasonably stable, then this means that the stocks could improve by 5% year on year to around about 294 million tons. That's the global maize stocks. Now, one then can say, okay, if there is this much maize in the world, why are we worried about prices in Southern Africa? The reason we're worried about prices in Southern Africa is that a large part of this global maize supplies is actually yellow maize. White maize is produced in very small regions in Southern Africa, and outside of this region, the other country that produces white maize in significant proportion is Mexico, and there's a few on contract that is produced in the US. Which is why then we are worried to say, although there's a lot of maize in the world, but because that maize is yellow maize and Southern Africa needs white maize, we'll still see shocks on the white maize prices. And in fact, if you were to look at the SAFEX prices in South Africa, I've made this point in the previous segments, that there's already a large spread between white maize and the yellow maize of roughly 1,000 rand per ton. And that reflects then those constraints in the white maize supplies in the region. And I think that's something that is going to continue to be a challenge, which is why when the U.S. plants in October, in May, as well as Mexico, the Southern Africa countries that know that they will have constrained supply, perhaps they can ensure that there are contracts with those countries to produce for the region so that towards the end of the year, when the stocks are really tight, we're able to receive some maize from those regions. But if you step away from the maize conversation and you look at wheat, there's also a lot of wheat in the world. I mean, the International Grains Council places the international wheat forecast for 2023-24 season at 789 million tons. Now, this is down compared to the previous season, but if you were to look at it in terms of the long-term prospects, this is well above the averages, which shows that there's a lot of wheat in the world. Of course, on a year-on-year basis, there's a bit of a decline in Russia, Canada, Australia, Ukraine, the UK, as well as Kazakhstan's wheat production prospects. But I think overall, these are still healthy stocks and healthy volumes of production that we see in the world. It's almost the same story when you think about rice, because global rice production for the 2023-24 season is estimated at 511 million tons. Down by 0.6% year-on-year, but well above the long-term average. Now, because then consumption is expected also to remain reasonably stable, we don't think that the stocks will take a knock. I mean, the numbers that are coming out of the International Grains Council puts the global rice stocks at 43 million tons, which is unchanged from the previous year. Now, we had problems with global rice when India decided that they would block the exports, and we saw shocks in the rice prices. But if you were to look at the rice prices today, they've already started softening, reflecting these stable supplies that we see in the world. The improvement in global stocks is not only limited on rice, wheat, and maize, only just on coarse grain. Even on oilseeds, we do see better numbers. I mean, there are soybeans. The 2023-24 global soybean production is estimated at 391 million tons. That is up 5% on a year-on-year basis. We see robust harvest in Argentina, in China, Canada, Russia, Ukraine, and Paraguay. And now if you consider also again here the consumption levels that are fairly stable, this means that the global stocks of soybeans could be up 12% year-on-year with about 66 million tons. This is all to say there's a lot of grain and oil seeds that is there in the world market, and it will potentially add downward pressure on prices. This is not something that will only be happening in the future, because even if you look on the near term, we already see that there is a downbeat mood, there is a downbeat moderation on the prices. For example, think about the FAO, which is the Food and Agricultural Organization of the United Nations Global Food Price Index. Now, this food price index is not a measure to measure what global food prices are, but it really gives us a sense of the changes in the international prices of agricultural products, not final food products. That FAO food price index averaged 117 points in February this year, down 1% from January and down 11% from the corresponding period last year. If you were to look at the sub-indices and say what was driving this continuous moderation in the global food price index, it was grains and the oil seeds that underscored this. While not the other products within the food basket were seeing sideways, slight uptick, but grains and the oil seeds continued really to moderate, which again reflects an environment of large grain supplies in the world market. Now, given that South Africa is a net importer of wheat and rice, If then the international wheat and the rice prices are expected to soften, what will be important to us is the exchange rate to say, is the rand to the dollar going to remain strong or weaker? That's going to be something that is important when you think about food prices in South Africa. But unfortunately, the white maize constraints and the price shocks that we are seeing, that is something that we are not going to be insulated from it just because there's a lot of maize in the world. A large part of that maize that is there in the world market is yellow, but the general improvement in the global grain supplies is something that is helpful when you're considering wheat as well as the rice prices, which is why, again, in our previous segment, we emphasize the aspect that when you look at South Africa's food price inflation, you need to exercise a bit of caution because there's a lot more products that are there and moving in different direction, aside from just the general improvements in the vegetable oils, as well as the vegetable production and the meat prices that are likely to moderate in South Africa. There's also this story of the international prices that will likely come down, which I think people need to consider, with, of course, the upside risk being on a white maize when you look at that entire picture. But with that, folks, let me stop there. I thought it's important that we do acknowledge the fact that there's a lot of grains that is there in the world. The story of a bleak production conditions is mainly a Southern Africa story, not really the worldwide story when it comes to the agricultural production. But of course, prices, because of the factors that I've explained and the importance of white maize in our region, they may tend to move in those sideways levels, and the white maize potentially continuing to increase regardless of the large maize supplies in the world market. We must look out for what the Crop Estimate Committee will release this week. It's out on Tuesday, which is the 26th in South Africa, 26th of March, 2 o'clock in South Africa. It's a 26 everywhere, but 2 o'clock in South Africa, that's when that data will likely be out, and we will publish something about that. To get a sense of where we publish some of our stuff, of course, on socials, we do tweet about it, but also in my blog, which is Wandile Sihlobo. .com. The link for the blog is in the description of this podcast. Check that out because that will give us better indications to say, on the backdrop of these dry weather conditions that we've talked about, where will South Africa's crop production forecast be then? And I think even the number that will be released this week is not a final number. We'll continuously see further downward revisions of those figures because the crop conditions are not improving, and in some areas it's already too late for that. With that, folks, let me stop there. My name is Wandile Slobo. I'm an agricultural economist based in Pretoria, South Africa. As I said, link for my blog is in the description of this podcast, and we'll come back again with our comments in the next segment.